I mean, it's a process, you know. I mean, it takes a while to develop. You know, I mean, we had a great spring, you know, in shorts. But when you put pads on, a lot of things change. And so, but it's a process. I mean, some guys take a while to get going when it comes to the young guys and, like, rookies. You know, some of the vets just trying to shake off the cobwebs and get going, get their footing. So it'll take a little bit. But, you know, I mean, I can tell right now that the team's special, got a real opportunity. But it comes down to execution.
How come right in here to obviously produce, but also to be a leader?
Yeah.
In the wake of Dante news last week, do you do anything in that situation? I mean, do you start taking him under your wing? I know you maybe start that in spring. What's that role for you?
Yeah, I take pride in being a leader. But a lot of it, you know, is just, you know, I care about my teammates, you know, and Dante's a good kid, you know, so, you know, I'm always, you know, worried about, you know, just making sure those guys are doing all the right things and understand, you know, the possibilities in front of them, you know, so, yeah, of course, I talk to them and try to motivate them, give them encouragement, you know, pick them up when they need to be picked up and, you know, and vice versa when it, you know, comes on the football field, you know, if you need to, you know, get on them, you got to get on them. It's just part of the game.
At this point, how comfortable do you feel at 4-3 D end right now?
I feel very comfortable. You know, I had a good spring. I mean, it was an adjustment, you know. But it's something I feel like I could have, you know, I could have been good at my whole career. You know, something I always wanted the opportunity to play, you know. So I'm happy I finally got the opportunity. And, you know, spring, it was, you know, kind of getting my feet underneath me and learning kind of, it's a different vision, you know, it's a different, it's a little unfamiliar in a sense, but, you know, I feel like it came around pretty quick, you know, now after some time off, I'm sure it's going to be another adjustment period, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, just beat the guy in front of me, you know, and make sure that, you know, I'm knocking him back, setting the edge, you know, get rid of him, you know, chase the ball down. I mean, you know, D-line is D-line.
You said you can tell right now this team is special. How can you tell that before ever seeing them in pads?
Well, I mean, you just see the guys, you know, are motivated, you know, hungry. You know, you see leaders being born and, you know, everybody's taking care of the small details. You know, I mean, you got to control what is in front of you, you know, and what we have in front of us, the tasks that we've been asked to do. You know, guys are alert and focused trying to accomplish those tasks.
If I can follow up on that, but wouldn't you see that in on any NFL locker room at this time of the year? I mean, motivated, hungry?
Everybody's motivated, you know, to a degree, but the execution of the small details, you know, it's situational. You know, I mean, I don't think that everybody's executing on those small details. I'm talking about in the football locker room, you know, just, you know, coach has a lot of us, you know. I mean, he's very focused. And the guys, you know, they don't complain. You know, they know that, you know, based off of the history, that, you know, that coach, you know, should ask a lot of us and that, you know, we're just, you know, out there doing it, you know. They're not, you know, pouting or, you know, feeling sorry for themselves. They just go out there and do what they're asked to do. And, you know, and that's, I mean, that's part of the game is buying into what the coach is preaching and into the system. You know, if you do that, you know, it gives you a better chance to win.
So are you on board with what Malik said then about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, that's every team's goal. You know, you come out here and it's 32 teams right now, you know, planning to win a Super Bowl. You know, and it's a tough task, you know. I mean, and you have to have a lot of pieces to the puzzle in place. You know, I feel like we have those pieces. You know, now it comes down to execution. You know, we have it's a long road. This is just the start. And, you know, I mean, we have a lot to prove. And it comes down to just getting better every day, you know, executing and winning the day, you know, and that's all we can control right now. You know, and so we go through camp, you know, the best way we can and you know, try to just put ourselves in position.
You feel a little out there, though, when franchises won, like, 11 games the last 3 years. Guys, we're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a little...
Yeah, I mean, I know history doesn't say a lot of good things, but, you know, from what I see, you know, all the pieces are in place. And, you know, I'm going to go out there and do everything I can, you know, to make sure that I put myself and motivate my teammates, put themselves in position to get the job done. You know, the biggest thing is just winning the division so you can get the opportunity. I mean, you know, like Malik knows, he's won the Super Bowl, and I've played in one. You know, it's really just getting to the playoffs, you know, winning your division, getting that home game. And then from there, anything's possible. So, you know, I mean, we have some division games early. So the whole training camp is just concentrate and focus. So we come out, start fast. You know, if we can start fast, you know, anything's possible.
How How much did you see Miles Jack grow into his role of running that huddle during the off-season workouts?
He's matured a lot. You know, I mean, from day one of like minicamp and OTAs to the last day, you know, you could tell he was a lot more comfortable. You know, he spoke a little more confidently. You know, but I mean, you know, our defense lies a lot on what he's able to do for us. I mean, that's an important position, you know, on the football field. You know, and I think it's good to have Puz down the field, you know, next to him. You know, it helps him out a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, he has to, you know, be a leader out there and make sure that he puts in a position to win. You know, so we're all counting on him, and I think he's ready.